In this bulletin, a Chinese surveillance ship comes closer to the Australian mainland than ever before. Sydney Indigenous artist Black Douglas takes out the 2022 Archibald Portrait Prize. And in sport, Australia's rugby community celebrates being awarded hosting rights for the Men's and Women's Rugby World Cup. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. A Chinese Navy ship has come close to the Australian mainland in what Defence Minister Peter Dutton describes as an aggressive act. The ship has been tracked off the coast of Western Australia for the last week by Australian aircraft, travelling as far as Exmouth, which is the furthest south any Chinese vessel has ever come. It was seen early this morning off the coast of Broome, staying tight to the coastline as it heads towards Darwin. Mr. Dutton says the ship is trying to pick up intelligence.
It's come into the Australian exclusive economic zone. Its intention, of course, is to collect intelligence right along the coastline, and has been in close proximity to military and intelligence installations on the west coast of Australia.
The Foreign Minister and Shadow Foreign Minister have highlighted increasing instability in the Indo-Pacific region in their head-to-head debate at the National Press Club. The debate highlighted many commonalities of approach between the two major parties on their engagement with China and attempts to repair ties in the Pacific in response to the signing of a security pact between Solomon Islands and Beijing. The Prime Minister has previously said he was conscious of China's threat in the region before the draft pact was leaked to the media. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she wasn't aware of it earlier.
The question of when we were aware of the particular security agreement, and I have said, and Senator Selger and others have said, is when that security agreement itself was leaked on social media. However, what the senior ministers of the government, including the Prime Minister, have been clear about is that we have worked with my department, with security agencies, in relation to our concerns about China's pursuit of a greater security presence in the region, and particularly in the Solomon Islands.
Both Maurice Payne and Labor's Penny Wong said it was up to China to de-escalate tensions in the region as Beijing continues to impose heavy trade sanctions on Australia. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Australia needs to better engage with First Nations people to combat climate change. Labor is pledging $194 million to preserve the Great Barrier Reef, days after a report was released linking recent coral bleaching to a summer marine heatwave. The funding will go towards reef restoration and land management practices for farmers, forming part of a broader national threatened species program totaling more than $220 million. Speaking on the campaign trail in Cairns in northern Queensland, Mr. Albanese says Australia needs to act on climate change and species protection.
We need to engage with First Nations people. They have knowledge that has been built up over 65,000 years of how to protect and care for the land and water in this great island continent of ours, Australia. And we need to take advantage of that knowledge. Landcare Rangers is about job creation. It's also about protecting the environment.
Sydney-based artist and musician Black Douglas has taken out the $100,000 top prize at the 2022 Archibald Portrait Competition. He won for his portrait of Carla Dickens, a fellow artist based on Bundjalung country. The painting, titled Moby Dickens, depicts the Wiradjuri woman standing knee-deep in the devastating Lismore floods from earlier this year. Black Douglas is the second Aboriginal artist to claim the Archibald Prize in the competition's 101-year history, and has told NITV he hopes his success will encourage more Indigenous people to take part.
We all know that these institutions can be a bit off-putting for blackfellas, and we've been trying to make the change for that to happen. So, like I said in my speech, you know, being the first Koori to paint a Koori that was won the Archibald Prize in 102 years is a pretty special thing. So I hope that encourages mob to come in here and see what it's all about and see this prize and set yourself that challenge.
In sport, and Australia's rugby community has been rejoicing after being awarded hosting rights for the 2027 men's and 2029 women's Rugby World Cups. Australia had already been given preferred host status, but the bid was confirmed in a vote by the World Rugby Council in Dublin overnight. Former Governor-General Peter Cosgrove helped spearhead Australia's bid and says it's a great achievement for the sport.
Australia does magnificent sporting events. Best in the world at doing it. And we're going to do it again in 2027 and in 2029. These magnificent sporting moments will be done wonderfully by Australia.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, there's expected to be a shower or two and a top of 21 degrees. Adelaide, similar conditions, 22. Melbourne, a shower or two and 20. Hobart, showers and 18. Canberra, a shower or two and 20. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, much the same and 26. Brisbane, showers, 25 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two and 29. And in Darwin, it's expected to be a mostly sunny day with a top of 33 degrees. That's SBS News.